This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. For most businesses and industries, recessions are a known quantity. Yes, this one is going to be a step beyond for everybody. But in the before times, if you ran a business, you'd know a downturn was eventually coming and you could plan. Unless you were a brand new kind of business, like, say, a participant in the influencer economy. Sometimes, but not always. Attractive young people that others follow on social media. Lifestyle guides, I guess, is a layman's way to put that. And this is a weird time for them, stuck deep in their first recession as they now are. Taylor Lorenz is the technology and culture reporter at the New York Times. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
The thing that is becoming clear is that specifically in the influencer economy, you live by the influence, you kind of die by the influence when things get perilous and there's a global pandemic.
Definitely. I think right now, because influencers are these people that everyone looks to in terms of how to live, the spotlight is really on them. And there's a lot of attention in terms of how they're acting. A lot of influencers are very nervous to even post. And then other influencers we've seen have basically gotten canceled because they've flagrantly violated CDC guidelines. You had one influencer who had been diagnosed with COVID who went to the Hamptons and posted herself walking around the neighborhood. It's, you know, it runs the gamut.
Yeah. If you get it right, though, I imagine with everybody on their screen so much more that the upside is probably pretty high.
Absolutely. It is a great time for influencers to capture a new audience or reengage the audience that they have. It's just, you know, it's tough. A lot of these influencers are stuck at home themselves. So, you know, for instance, travel influencers, you know, they haven't really been able to travel anywhere. A lot of them are doing stay-at-home guides or, you know, day trips, little ways to keep kind of busy while at home because a lot of their trips are canceled. So it kind of depends. You see a lot of fitness influencers really taking off right now because people are looking for at-home workouts.
Oh, yeah, totally. I absolutely hear that. Do you suppose, and this goes to the larger context of, listen, everything in this economy is going to be different as we start getting out from under this thing. Do you suppose the influencer economy is going to change?
Yeah, I think it's going to radically change. You know, the big trend with influencers has been sort of away from ad deals the past couple of years. A lot of people associate influencers with sponsored content, and that's still the primary way most influencers monetize. But a lot more of them are realizing that it's kind of a poor way to advertise, especially in a situation like this where you have all these big retailers and bigger brands sort of cutting back their marketing budget. So they're, you know, asking followers to subscribe, you know, pay money, for instance, to be in their close friends or pay them directly for exclusive behind the scenes newsletter, things like that, where they can more directly monetize their audience. I think we'll see a little bit of a shift there.
So this is a little specific, but it seems that this is a really good time for like medical influencers and doctor influencers and nurse influencers, right?
This is boom time for the medical influence industry. Doctor influencers are gaining, in some cases, tens of thousands of followers a day. A lot of them, one Dr. Darian, who has this Instagram presence where he does these little Instagram videos called Bus Stop Medicine, and he's been using it to educate people on how to keep safe, how to prevent sickness and prevent spreading sickness if you yourself have the disease. And then you see a lot of nurse-fluencers, as they're called, but, you know, nurses who are doing hand washing tutorials on Instagram Live or answering questions about their job and things like that. So that sector is really taking off.
I myself have watched some of those hand washing things early on. I mean, now we're all experts, right?
Yeah.
Taylor Lorenz, she covers technology and culture at the New York Times. Taylor, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks so much for having me.